You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How does the Holy Spirit lead us to set people free from bondage in the name of Jesus? Find out in week 3 of Behind the Scene.
We are in a series. Okay, ang title po ng series natin ay Behind the Scene. So yung pong pinag-usapan natin ng first week, yung una po is the healer. Sino po sa inyo dito naniniwala kayo na si Jesus is our great healer? You know, just a story, you know, nung 14 years old po ako, unlike many of you, nagkaroon po ko ng pinakamatinding, sakit. Okay? And it lasted for 7 years. Although it's not that, you know, normal, kasi po yung sakit ko for 7 years, meron po akong matinding ingrown. Okay? For 7 years. Okay? Di ba ang sakit po nun? So, sabi ko nga, for seven years. Okay? Nagkaroon ako ng ingrown. So, sobrang ano siya, matindi siya. To the point na yung kuko ko po sa kanan, sa hinlalaki ko sa kanan, twice na tinanggal. Di ba? Wala pong anesthesia yon. So, for two times. So, there was a time when, imagine mo, second year high school, until I was about to graduate college. So, hindi ako masyadong nag-chichinela, sinahiya ako, nakikita yung daliri ko. There was a time, there was a pastor said, who among here needs healing? So, yung iba lumapit, yung iba sa kanila masakit yung likod, yung mga hindi nakakahiyang sakit. Okay, yung akin parang ayoko lumapit kasi ilalay hands minsan yung kung ano yung part nung masakit eh. Ilalay hands ko yung daliri ko. So hindi ako lumapit. Sabi niya, okay, leaders, let's believe together. Lapit tayo sa harap. Let's pray for these people. And during that time, I was one of the leaders. So lumapit ako sa harap. And then I was pretending to be praying for those people. And then sabi niya, if you are believing for healing, raise your hand. So ako, tumas na talaga ako. So at least hindi nila alam na pumunta ako doon for healing, di ba? So, you know, instantly, during that time, I was healed. Imagine for 7 years, sabi nga ng nanay ko talaga, ano nangyari? Paano nangyari na gumaling ka? Hindi ko alam. Hinilang po ako ni Lord. So, I'm sure maybe some, meron po ba sa inyo rito, yung sa last 2 weeks of preaching po natin, hinil po kayo ni Lord. May healing, physical healing. Meron po ba? Second week, last week, we've talked about the miracle worker. Okay, so today, I'll be preaching about the liberator. And next week, we'll be talking about the extraordinary. Okay, yung ngayon po, yung title is liberator, or it came from the word liberate, or yung synonym po ng liberate is to set free. Okay, sino po ba yung mga tao na kailangan i-set free? May idea po ba kayo? Who are the people that needs or that need to be set free? Those people that are in prison, right? Okay, you don't need to be set free if you're already free. Okay, for you to be set free, you must first be in prison. I will show you pictures of people who were sentenced. Okay, yung pinakamatindi pong sentence na they were ranked 1 to 6. Okay, yung pinakamataas na sentence in terms of years because of what they did. Una po is si Chamoy. Yan. Si Chamoy. Okay, she was sentenced to be in prison for 141,078 years. Diba? Yung 78 years lang, matagal na eh. Pero yun, bonus lang ito, 141,000. So what did she do? Okay, she did, in-scam po niya yung 16,000 na Thais sa Thailand. And because of that, she was sentenced to be in prison 141,000 years. Okay, second, pinagsama-sama ko po yung second to fourth, kasi Berks po sila, magkakasama yan. Si Otman, si Jamal, tsaka si Emilio. Okay, respectively, 42,000, 42,000, 34,000 years. Ano bang ginawa nito mga tao na to for them to be in prison na ganun katagal? Okay, they were responsible for the bombing of the Madrid rail station where a lot of people died. Okay, in turn, yun po yung naging sentence. Another is the next guy, si Charles Scott Robinson. Okay, he was sentenced for 30,000 years. Okay, yung isang daan nga lang, ang tagal na eh. Okay, the 30,000, he raped 6 children, and for one child, he was sentenced 5,000 years. So it was 6, so that's why it's 30,000. Okay, next is Alan Wayne McLaurin. Okay, ito si Alan. Okay, burglary lang yung una. Pero nung nirun yung name niya sa system, nalaman na ang dami pala niyang kaso. Rapist, murder. So it turned out, he was sentenced 21,050 years. So hindi niya matanggap. So he appealed. Sabi niya, can I appeal? You know, I believe that it should not be 21,050 years. So the court said, okay. So he was, his appeal was granted. And he was sentenced for only 500 years. O, diba? Tibay, no? Parang, okay, kung ikaw yun, parang, yes, sumonte. Pero, boy, baba ko, no? 500 years. Okay, so these are the top six, okay, highest sentence prison na nabigay po ng korte all over the world. Okay, and sino po sa inyo rito, kung ikaw yan, imagine mo, parang, grabe, no? Parang buong buhay mo, you will be staying in prison. What will you do? Wala ka nang ibang pwedeng gawin. You will just wait for your death. Okay, you know what? As human beings, you know, itong mga tao na to, they are just in physical prison. Okay, they are just in jail for 100+ thousand years if they could last. Okay, but us, because of our sins, we are in prison for eternity. Okay, kung tutusin, okay, kung hindi po namatay si Jesus Christ sa cross, if Jesus did not die for all of our sins, we should be in prison forever. So yung next slide po natin, imaginein mo, ikaw yung picture dyan. Okay? Tapos, dahil sa kasalanan mo, ito yung years mo. Actually, kulang pa po yan. Pero for the sake of you to understand, how long will you be spending for in hell, eternal death, ganyan po katagal. Plus, kung may space pa po dyan. That's how long you should be spending in hell because of your sins. Okay? We are actually in prison, but because of what Jesus did, we were set free. We were liberated. We were, kumaga pinakawalan po tayo ni Lord. Okay, you know, that's great. But you know what, sad to say, even nowadays, that a lot of people know that Jesus forgave them, a lot of people know that Jesus died for us on the cross, for our sins, there are still people that, you know, are still in bondage. There are still people that are still imprisoned. Okay, nakakulong pa din. Hindi man po sa bars, pero with so many things. And that is what we're going to talk about today. We'll be talking about three different characters. Ito po yung mga characters na yun. Pag-uusapan natin yung slave girl. Pag-uusapan natin si Paul and Silas. And pag-uusapan natin yung jailer. And we will also be talking about the three different imprisonment. First is spiritual imprisonment. That's for the slave girl. Second is the physical imprisonment for Paul and Silas. They were imprisoned. And last is the eternal imprisonment. And that is for the jailer. So let's start first with the slave girl. In Acts 16, verse 16 to 17, okay, sabi po dyan sa Acts, as we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. So pag sinabi mong divination, it is a telling of the future. Okay? May spirit siyang ganon. She can tell what's gonna happen to you tomorrow or the next week. She knows what will you be in the coming days. Sino sa inyo dito gusto niyo po ng ganon? Na kaibigan. Sige nga, hawakan mo ngayong palad ko. Sabihin mo, mag-aasawa na ba ako this year? Ganon. So, ganon yung girl. And because of that, she has given her master so much riches. In verse 17, she followed Paul and us, crying out, these men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation. So imagine, Paul was walking, and this slave girl were telling the crowds, you know what, this is the real thing. Okay, they are preaching about the Most High God. Okay, they know the way to salvation. Alam niya. Okay, because you know what? The enemy knows who God is. And that's why this girl can also say, even if hindi pa sila nagpipreach, alam na nung girl because, you know, the enemy is inside of her. Okay, you know, this girl is spiritually imprisoned. Okay, yung pagiging imprisoned ng girl is spiritual. She was under the spirit of divination. Okay, kaya nakakapag-tell siya ng future. And maybe for some of you, you may not have the same spirit, but maybe for some of you, you are spiritually imprisoned. Okay, ano ba yun? Maybe for some of you, you have anger or bitterness or unforgiveness towards someone. And maybe you're saying, okay naman ako, basta hindi na kami nag-uusap, pero iniisip mo pa rin. Pero ramdam mo. Kapag nakikita mo siya, naiirita ka bigla. Sinira na naman niya yung araw ko. Bad trip talaga siya. Diba? Nakakainis yung pagmumukha niya. Okay, maybe may ginawa yung tao na yun sa'yo na talagang sobrang tindi. To the point na pag nakikita mo siya, lalong kumukulo yung dugo mo. And maybe you're saying, irita lang, hindi. Maybe there's something. There's unforgiveness. Okay, there's bitterness or anger. May rage tuwing nakikita mo siya. You know, personally, I have that kind of spirit before. I was bitter towards my father. Okay, I grew up, hindi kami close. Mura, ganon, yun yung pinagdaanan ko. Pero close na po kami ngayon. Noon po ito. Okay? Growing up, that's our relationship. And I was bitter towards my dad. And it came to a point where I almost killed him. Okay? Natutulog siya. Eh, alam ko kung saan nakatago yung baril. So, kinuha ko yung baril. Sabi ko, umiiyak pa ako noon eh, kasi kakapagalit lang niya eh. Sabi ko, pag nagising ka, sa utak ko lang po ito. Di ba parang mga teleserye, pag nagising ka. Di ba may mga ganun na yung nagsasalita kahit hindi sila nagsasalita. Pag nagising ka. Okay? Katapusan mo na. So I was so mad. I was so angry to the point of I want to kill him. But he did not wake up. So still alive today. Okay? So hindi po natuloy. So naubos yung luha ko. Tagal naman. Nangawit na ako. Ang bigat din ng baril. I was so young then. I was I think grade 4, grade 5. So ganun katindi yung bitterness ko. And when I received Christ, when I realized that God forgave me, He liberated me, even up to the point of me forgiving my father. So when I understand how God forgave me, I also forgave my father instantly. So sinulatan ko siya kasi wala pa po akong cellphone noon. Sinulatan ko siya. Sabi ko, alam ko na alam mo na naiinis ako sa'yo na hindi ako proud na tatay kita. Lahat na ng masasakit, sinabi ko. Pero, sorry. Kasi alam ko na hindi kita na-honor as my father. And God forgave me, God changed me, and I also want to forgive you, and can you also forgive me? And from that day on until today, well, our relationship is not perfect, but it has never been the same again. Okay, the bitterness was gone. I was set free from that. Okay, I was set free from that. And maybe for some of you, you need to forgive some people. Okay, maybe yung feeling mo, alam mo yung feeling na ang layo-layo mo na pero hindi mo alam may invisible chain pala na nakakabit sa iyo. Yung kahit saka pumunta hindi ka makalakad kasi mayroong always na umahatak sa iyo dito. And maybe that's bitterness. And maybe that's unforgiveness. Or maybe for some of you fear. Okay, there's so much fear in you. Magkakatanggalan na lang ng mga employee do sa opisina. Wala, baka ako na yung matanggal. Tumaas yung kuryente. Huwag na tayong magsinyo ng ilaw. Walang mag-electric fan today. Di ba? Magtataas na yung gasolina. Sige, magpalagay tayo ng gasolina sa isang buong drum. Grabe, I mean, okay naman po yun. Strategic yun. Pero what's the bottom line of that? Okay? Baka fear yan. Baka yung faith mo wala kay Lord. Baka yung faith mo, it's in what you're doing. And maybe that is imprisonment. That is spirit of fear. And fear is not pleasing God. It's actually the enemy of faith. Okay? Or maybe for some of you, okay, it's sexual sins. Okay? You already have a wife and, you know, you're still getting to know other women. And maybe that is imprisonment. Or for some of you, you already said, Lord, pinahubon ako, pero until today, you're still doing the same things. That is imprisonment. And you need to be liberated from that. Okay, you need to be liberated from that imprisonment. Okay, what happened after that? In verse 18, okay, when the woman was following her, araw-araw, she kept on doing for many days. Imagine mo yung may sunod na sunod sa'yo. Siya yung sugo. Siya yun. Siya yung magsasabi ng tamang daan. Having become greatly annoyed, he turned and said to the spirit, hindi niya sinabi yan sa babae. He turned to the spirit. Okay, sabi niya, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. Okay, kung titingnan mo, bakit kinas out ni Paul? Kasi kung tutusin, tulong yun sa kanya eh. Kaba, di ba, paano kunwari? Imagine niyo po dyan sa handyman, may nagbebenta, ay maganda po ito, pag isang tusok lang po, ganyan-ganyan, di ba? May mga gandan. Tapos bigla may lumapit, katabi mo habang nanonood ka, ay oo, bumili ako niyan, maganda nga yan. So di ba parang ikaw, kung ikaw yung naghihiwa, o sige, ikaw, sabihin mo sila, impluensyahan mo sila para ano, para bumili rin sila. You know, parang ganito yan eh. Okay, Paul was preaching and the woman was telling, you know, they were preaching about Jesus, you know, he is God. So it actually, parang kunti din matulong. Diba? Tulong yun eh. But you know, Paul, knowing that what she's doing it not from the Spirit of God, he cast out. Okay, the spirit. Alam niya na yung sinasabi ng babae is true, but the spirit behind is not the Spirit of God. And Paul knows that the Spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy cannot be together. Okay, it cannot be in sync. That is why he casts out. And sabi niya, in the name of Jesus Christ. And instantly, it came out of her. That's the power of Jesus' name. Okay, yun po yung power nung name nung Panginoon natin. You know, there is power in the name of Jesus. Sabihin mo, there's power in the name of Jesus. You know, maybe you're saying, you know, minsan nagpe-pray ka, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know what? There is power in the name of Jesus. How can I say that? In Matthew 28, verse 18, it says there, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Jesus said. So everything Jesus has authority on. Lahat ng pwede mong maisip, si Lord yung authority doon. Even bitterness, even fear, even sickness, He has authority. That's why when you pray, you believe in the power of His name. You say in Jesus' name and you believe that because there's power in His name. You know, it's the same name that saved us from hell. Okay, minsan nandaling maniwala na si Jesus namatay para sa mga kasalanan natin and sobrang powerful nun. Pero minsan, ang hirap maniwala na pwede rin niyang i-heal ka sa sickness mo. O pwede ka rin niyang i-heal sa spiritual imprisonment mo. Okay lang na naniniwala ka na save ka, pero spiritually free, hindi. How come that we can believe that Jesus paid and set us free from the worst thing ever, which is sin and hell, where we cannot believe that He can set us free spiritually? If you really believe that Jesus has set you free in terms of your sin, you can also believe Him that He can set you free spiritually. He can. Second story, or katuloy po ng story na yan, is Paul and Silas. Sila naman po yung bida. Parang shake, rattle, and roll po ito eh. May tatlong segment. Okay? Nasa pangalawang istorya na po tayo. Okay, Paul and Silas. So what happened with Paul and Silas? Let's continue in verse 19 of Acts 16. So ito na, but when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, kasi nawala na yung spirit eh, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. Verse 20, and when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, these men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. So iniba yung kwento, okay? In short, ano, nawalan sila ng kita, kaya iniba nila yung kwento. Verse 21, They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice. Verse 22, the crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments of them and gave orders to beat them with rods. Grabe, ano, agad-agad na binugbog sila, wala man lang trial. Verse 23, and when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Yung jailer po, yung po yung part 3, mamaya po. Verse 24, having received, okay, this order, he put them into inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Antindi, nasa inner prison na, meron pang nakalagay sa bahat kamay. Okay, for some other prison, pati kamay, merong nakalock ka doon. Okay, hindi lang yung paa. So, imposible talagang makatakas ka. You know, if you will see, they are imprisoned physically. Okay, physical yung imprisonment na meron sila. Okay, ngayon, maybe for some of you, you're saying, I'm spiritually free, but physically, you are in prison. These people, Paul and Silas, were bitten. Okay, they were faced with bars. Kinulong sila bigla-bigla. And maybe for some of you, you can relate with Paul and Silas. You know, nagpe-preach ka ng word ni Lord. Okay, nagpe-pray ka. Nagsiservice ka, naglilid ka ng victory group. Wala kang absent, magta-tights ka. Pero bakit meron ka pa rin problema? Bakit may imprisonment ka pa din? Bakit may utang ka pa rin na hindi mabayaran? Bakit sa pamilya mo meron pa rin mag-aaway? Bakit minsan yung asawa mo hindi kayo okay? Bakit yung anak mo, pinag-pray mo naman, hindi naman pumasa? Diba? Ang daming bakit. Bakit nangyayari pa rin to? Eh, di ba free na ako? Anak na ako? Diba? I mean, talagang, nung tinanggap ko si Lord, di ba dapat, I deserve every blessing and provision? You know, Paul and Silas could have said that. They could have complained and said, you know, we're preaching the word. You know, we are going here. And yet, Lord, ito pa yung igaganti mo sa amin? Diba? They could have, you know, complained to God. They could have said to God, you know, ayoko na. I quit. I don't want to do this. Mapipreach na nga ako? Marireject pa ako? Wag na lang. Diba minsan may ganun tayong attitude na, Lord, ginawa ko naman lahat ah. Nagantay naman ako ng tamang panahon. Bakit hanggang ngayon wala pa rin siya, Lord? Totoo ba talaga na true love waits? Lord, parang malapit na akong mawala sa kalendaryo. May loto pa. Pag umabot ka sa loto, may bingo. Okay? Lord, ba't ganun? Lahat naman, wala akong nagawang mali. Check lahat. Okay, checklist, 100. Walang mali. Pero why am I having hardships? Why am I being attacked by the enemy? You know, minsan meron tayong ganun entitlement. Okay, na anak ako, I deserve this. You know, everything that we have today, it's all because of what Jesus did. It's all by the grace of God. And just because you are a son, you're a daughter, doesn't mean you will not be attacked by the enemy. Just because you are a son and a daughter, you will not face hardships in life. Okay, just because you have been saved, okay, you will not face any temptations in life. There are still those things that will happen in our lives. So John 16:33, in this life, in this world, on this earth, you will face troubles. Hindi naman po sinabi doon ni Lord, because you have been saved, then there will be no trouble. You have to understand that 10 out of the 12 disciples died brutally. Peter was crucified upside down. James, nung kwento, prior to this, okay, he was killed by the sword, by Herod. So, you know, there are a lot of things happening to even good people. And we cannot tell God, Lord, I'm good, I deserve this. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve anything. Sige, Lord, pag hindi mo ginawa to, Lord, hindi na ako magta-tights. Hindi wag. Lord, hindi na ako mag-lead ng victory group. Hindi wag. Lord, hindi na ako mag-church. Hindi wag. You know, it's really you and your relationship with God. You know, hardships and the attacks of the enemy will actually show who you really are. Okay, our response tells the present condition of our relationship with God in every situation. Okay, yung response niyo po, it tells who you are in your relationship with God. You know, yung pag masaya po kasi, hindi mo papapansin eh. Pero when there are actually temptations and trials, then you will really know your real condition of your relationship with God. And so what did Paul do and Silas? Ano bang ginawa nila during those times? Let us continue. In verse 25, says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God. Imagine mo yung binugbog ka buong araw, nakulong ka, siguro pagod, napagod ka na niyan, di ba? Pero ang ginawa nila, they were praying. They were singing hymns to God. They were praising God. Okay, they were telling, Lord, you are still worthy of our praise. Lord, we were beaten, we were imprisoned, but yet, Lord, these are just temporary. We will worship you. We will praise your name. They did not complain. You know, when we are faced with situations like these, would we do the same? Are we responding in prayer? The Lord, ano ba naman? Instead na, Lord, I still believe you. I still hold on to you, God. Hindi man nangyari yung pinagpilano ko. Lord, I know you are in control. You are sovereign. Would you praise, would you still praise God? You know, one of my heroes in terms of preaching and leaders is Pastor Gilbert Foliente. He's our senior pastor in Victory U-Belt. Okay, he had his second child, and when the child was born, okay, just for a day, the baby died. And I could not imagine the feeling, because I have a 3-month-old baby, and I could not imagine, you know, the pain that he has been through. During that time, he was carrying his baby, and both of them, his wife and him, they were worshiping God. They were worshiping God. And he was telling us, Lord, I will never understand why this happened, but I will still trust you. I will still choose to trust you. I will still praise you. I will still lift up your name. You know, there are situations in your life that, you know, maybe you don't deserve. You're a good person and you're experiencing that. You may never understand, but I hope you will still respond in prayer. You will respond in faith, in praise, in telling God, Lord, whatever happens, Lord, I will not let go. I will hold on to you. I will hold on to your promise. I may not see it here on earth, but I know your promise will not only last here on earth. It will be even until heaven when I meet you. Grabe ganun dapat. We respond in prayer and praise. You know, I remember a story, quick story. I was 8 years ago, na-scam po ako. Okay, medyo maliit lang naman, pero for me, malaki na yon. 3 months na pambayad ko sa bahay. So, nung magbabayad na ako, may nangutang. Tapos, nung magbabayad na siya, hindi binayaran. Yung pala, ibang tao pala, na-hack pala yung account niya, ibang tao pala yung kachat ko. So, in short, hindi nabayaran. So, during that time, kumakatok na po yung may-ari ng bahay na tinitiran ko. Tapos, alam ko, nandiyan ka sa loob. Lumabas ka, eh. Nag-promise ako sa kanya. Promise mo, that day, magbabayad po ako. Promise. Tapos hindi ko mabuksan yung pintuan. Alam mo yun, parang feeling ko, Lord, anak mo ako, nagpe-preach ako. Bakit nangyayari ito? Pero hindi. Sabi ko, Lord, I still hold on to you. I believe you, God. I will never doubt you. I will still praise you. That same day, a friend of mine texted me and met with me in Trinoma. And he gave me the amount, double the money that was come sa akin. And sabi ko, Lord, grabe ka. Grabe ka, Lord. If only... Okay, every situation I will respond in faith and prayer and worship. Grabe pala yung pwede mong gawin. That's the power of prayer and praise. You know, maybe you have physical imprisonment today. You know, I hope you will respond in prayer. You will respond in praise by faith. And I'm telling you, God can move. Okay, God will move. Okay, let's continue the story. In Acts 16, verse 26, ito yung nangyari. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. You know, that's what happens when you pray and worship. Okay, you're set free. Verse 27, when the jailer, ito na po tayo sa third part ng ating serie. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Okay, he was ready to die. Okay, sa kultura po kasi ng Romans, okay, when a prisoner, okay, escapes, you're already a dead meat. So, unahan mo na lang sila, patayin yung sarili mo, kesa sila ang pumatay sa'yo. So, that's why he was ready to kill himself. Okay, but verse 28, but Paul cried with a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for we are all here. Walang tumakas. So, alam mo yun, paano mo i-explain sa boss mo na walang tumakas pero bumukas lahat ng pintuan at na-free lahat ng prisoner? So, sinululoko mo kami? Ha? Nangano ka eh. Parang ganon. So in short, siya pa rin yung mapagkakasalanan. Yun yung pinakamatindi niyang problema. Pero verse 29, ito yung interesting sinabi niya, and the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, and he said, in verse 30, he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You know, he realized that his problem was not actually okay, that yung problema niya nung araw na yon, which is mapapagalitan siya ng magistrates. Hindi. He realized that his real problem was because he is not set free. He is still living in sin. He is still not free in terms of sin. He knows that he is not saved. Okay, alam niya na wala siyang Panginoon sa buhay niya. You know, this jailer, as compared to Paul and Silas, may seem free. Siya ngayon nagbabantay eh. Pero inside, that jailer is really in prison. Kasi dahil sa kasalanan. You know, how many people that we have today, okay, like this jailer, who seem free, but inside are actually in prison. I'm sure many of us, or all of us here, we have our own jailers in our lives. No, who are these people? Maybe they are your office mates. Maybe they're your classmates. They are your neighbors who you talk to every day. And I hope you will see beyond, okay, the facade. Na pag kinausap mo sila, okay naman sila, mukhang hindi ko na kailangan ni preach Jesus. Hindi. This is a Roman soldier. He may seem free, but he is lost. He doesn't have God. And maybe you have friends in your life, family members in your life. But you know, when you talk to them, okay naman ako. But you know, you just have to preach the gospel to them. Okay, there is power in the gospel. Okay, may power po yung ginawa ni Lord. Okay, the same gospel that changed you in your life can also change these people. Okay, let's continue the story. Ano ba yung nangyari? In verse 31, and they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus." Ito yung sinabi nila. Sabi niya, what must we do to be saved? "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your household." Hindi lang ikaw. Buong pamilya mo. Hindi lang pang pamilya. Diba? Pang sports ba? Verse 32. Sabi niya, "And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house." Verse 33. "And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, and he and all his family." Naniniwala po ba kayo na ang gustong i-save ni Lord, hindi lang ikaw, pero pati yung pamilya mo? You know, when God set you free, I believe it's on the way your family will also be saved. Verse 34, last verse, "Then he brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household, and that he had believed in God." You know, I believe the joy that this jailer experienced was not just temporal joy. It was eternal joy. Why? Because he was set free for eternity. He doesn't have to be in prison. He doesn't have to live in sin because he accepted what Jesus did for him. He understands that he is a sinner. He understands that he needs Christ, that he needs to be forgiven by Jesus Christ. And when he received that, you know, he was overjoyed. He was so overjoyed. And we have people like that in our lives. I'd like to encourage you. You pray for them. You know, you reach out to them. It's not just enough na ikaw yan. Ngayon pong mag-uundas, okay, gamitin po natin tong opportunity na to para mag-preach po sa mga kamag-anak natin. Diba, kung may mga dumadalaw po sa inyo sa mga sementeryo, diba, pwede po kayo mag-preach doon. Diba? Siya po ay patay na, pero tayo po yung nabubuhay pa. Mga ganun, no? So, gagawin, actually, pinag-iisipan kong gawin yun eh. Kung paano ko gagamitin yung mga patay para ma-preach ko yung salvation. Diba, kanya-kanyang trip lang yan, pero ang mahalaga, ma-preach mo yung gospel. Diba, mahalaga, diba, patay na po sila, tayo po ay buhay pa. May pag-asa pa po, mag-repent po tayo. Diba? Minsan nakakalungkot, no? Pinagpipray natin yung mga patay. Wala tayong magagawa dun. Okay? We have to pray for those who are alive, for them to be saved, for them to know who Jesus is. Okay? Unless we preach to them, they will never hear the gospel. In Romans 10:14, it says there, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" We need to preach. It's not just enough that you believe and pray. You need to get out of your way and preach the gospel to them. They need to hear that Jesus also died for them. Or maybe you are that person here. Okay? You're like the jailer. You came here. Okay? You've been coming. And yet you know in your heart that, you know, you're just living a life of sin. You know what? God can free you. God can set you free. You don't have to be in prison eternally. God can redeem you. God can just liberate you. He can set you free. You just have to accept what He did. You know, we have a lot of things that we've talked about, but as I close, I'd like to read this. The power of the Holy Spirit frees us spiritually, physically, and eternally. That's what Jesus did. When He died on the cross, He rose again, He ascended to heaven, He sent us the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Holy Spirit actually freed us. It frees us spiritually, physically, and eternally. If you're in spiritual imprisonment, you don't have to live in that. You believe God, there's power in Jesus' name. If you're living in a physical, you know, imprisonment, just believe and pray. Okay, you worship God and still, you know, cling on to your faith and to what Jesus Christ promised. And maybe you're like the jailer who, you know, who's still living in sin. You don't have to live in sin because Jesus has already freed you when He died on the cross. He already died for all of us. He has set us free. The name of Jesus is so powerful that it defeated death. It defeated the very, you know, enemy that we have, which is hell. He defeated that. All we need to do is just to believe and claim the power of the Holy Spirit in us. As I've said a while ago, maybe you are in physical, you know, imprisonment. Maybe you're in a hopeless case situation. You know, I want us to just respond in faith. I want us just to, you know, praise God. Lord, whatever happens, like Pastor Gilbert, my story a while ago, I will still praise You. I will still worship You. Whatever happens, Lord, wala akong pakialam, Lord. Walang makakapigil sa akin, Lord. I-worship pa rin kita. Walang anumang trial at situation ang makakapagpigil sa akin to worship. Diba minsan, yun na, uso na po ngayon yung ano, yung pabebe, diba? Dapat nga tayo, kay Lord, pabebe tayo eh. Yung tipong walang makakapigil sa'yo, kahit anong mangyari, kahit anong trial, sila nga, pumunta pa doon, 55,000 eh. Walang nakapigil sa kanila. May mga nagpunta po ba rito? Pero tayo, minsan trial lang, ayaw mo na. Minsan, nagka-problema ka lang, ayoko na eh. No, I hope our response is, Lord, nothing will ever stop me from believing You. Lord, whatever our situation is right now, Lord, we say we will follow You, Lord. We will not turn back. Lord, we will hold on to You, God. We will hold on to Your promise. Lord, we may not see it happening right now. The things that we're believing for, maybe we are faced even with harder things. But Lord, we will say, Lord, nothing will ever stop us. We will follow You. You know, maybe you're here in this place, you're facing a difficult situation or a different circumstance in your life. You know, and you know, it's like a physical imprisonment. And you're saying, God, it's hard. I don't know if this will ever end. But you know, Paul and Silas, they don't even know if they were going to come out alive in that prison. But they still praised and prayed to God. If that is you, you're saying, Lord, that's me. Can you raise your hand and say, Lord, that's me. I'm in pain, or I'm in agony right now. I'm in deep problem. I'm in deep trouble. I'm facing trials. You know, why don't you just pray? Why don't you just talk to God? You know, praying, you know, it increases our faith. It tells God that, you know, I can do nothing, but You can do everything. You can just tell God, come on, you talk to God. Just express your heart towards God. He listens, He hears you. He wants to know what you're going through, and He knows. He just wants to hear you. Lord, You heard every whisper, every prayer uttered. Lord, You know our very situation. And Lord, thank You. Because You are the greatest answer to our problems. You know, there are times that we're so focused on the answer to our problem and we think that when this is answered, we can be okay. But Lord, may we realize that even with situations and trials, we can be at peace because you are the great answer. Lord, thank you for giving us peace in this midst. Lord, thank you for giving us, Lord, that calmness in our hearts. Na kahit na meron, after dito, I'm sure for some of us, you know, it will still be the same. But thank you for the added courage. Thank you, God, for the added faith that you're giving us today. Lord, I pray, Lord, more than the solution to those problems, Lord, may we be strengthened, God, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, strengthen us. Sabi mo kay Lord, Lord, strengthen me, God. Lord, I need you. Strengthen me, Father. Because I know if you have strengthened me, even if I face death and trials and fire and these temptations, I know I can withstand. Because you are with me. The Lord says He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is for you. He will never abandon you. Believe God. Claim God's courage and strength. Lord, thank you for these people.